The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Got a strong card to look forward to today at Clonmel. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the action. We've got Stuart Beasley, Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth as your studio team, and they'll bring you all of the action on Thursday afternoon and evening. Which just leaves me to say, hi there, Andy Holding.
Morning, Alex.
How are you?
Good, yes, better than you lot in that office, aren't you? All been burning the candle at both ends.
I just having a bit of fun. Just, you know, need to blow some steam at William Hill.
Yeah, you do need that.
We were very hard on
it. It's a stressful place, isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
God.
Only when you're in. As I mentioned, we're going to look ahead to Clonmel today. And we were just talking off air. It's a really nice car, actually, isn't it?
Good shape to it, yeah. Yeah. I like it, yeah. I mean, the ground's obviously tilted very much towards the soft, heavy ground horses because they've had plenty of rain in the last 24 hours, and I think they're going to get quite a bit this afternoon as well. I think when we're watching the racing at Clonmel, it could be pretty bad conditions. I think that band of rain, which is swelling up from the west of England and then going across to Ireland, I think it's going to play havoc with Bangor as well later on, is going to take its toll on Clonmel. So towards the back end of the card, I definitely think you need horses that have got proven form on testing conditions.
As you said, a card with a good shape to it. There are some horses in here that, well, a lot of them. This is rare for an Irish meeting. I mean, often we look and it's sort of picking a horse that's got a tiny piece of form here or there. There's a lot of these that arrive in great nick and with winning form last time out.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Some of them I think will look a bit dodgy though, because their form has been on genuine fast summer ground, and I've made cases out for quite a few that I think have been overlooked by the bookmakers or haven't really delved deep into the form. They probably looked at yesterday, and funny enough, yesterday the ground was actually good to firm yesterday afternoon, but they've had such a lot of rain in that 24-hour period, and with more to come, I think it's if you've got the kind of right tools and you've got the sort of, if you like, time to go back through all the form they've had on soft ground, then you can really dig out some decent bets today.
Okay then. Well, we'll try and find one.
And I hope I have.
Yes, fingers crossed. We'll kick things off with the 2:45. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. It probably looks best here to focus at those at the head of the weights. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Yeah, there's chances to be made for like three or four of them. I think BL Swagger's an interesting runner here, Alex. Horse that's already won a bumper here on soft ground, so the conditions should be fine. He made his hurdling debut the other day in quite a hot race down in Cork, but the ground would have probably been a bit too quick for him, and he was only a 3-1 chance on that occasion, so he was obviously expected to do better than he did. He's a powerful front runner, and I presume he'll go off in front as well today with that experience under his belt. He's been nibbled out in the market this morning. Certainly could see why they're backing him. He's a player. I don't really like Dancer's Dilemma. He's one, I think, who'll maybe flounder in the conditions today. He's better on good ground. And last time when he had a softish surface, he bombed out big time when he was a 7-4 chance at the Galway Festival. So I think we can stick a fork in him. The two dangers to BL Swagger are the Mooch, who ran a really decent race at the Listowel Festival in quite a slow time race. But I like the way he carved his way through the field on that occasion, held about the back door, came to have every chance at the last, and just nutted late on by a horse called A Soccer Star, who went off a big price. But there were some well-fancied horses in that race. The other one to mention is Presenting Barra, who also shaped quite well on his hurdling debut at the Listowel Festival as well in quite a strong time. The winner who won that on that occasion, Maria, posted quite a good number. So I think I've covered the main protagonists. My main choice would probably be the Mooch, who I thought ran really well in that Listowel race. But do keep an eye on those two, which I mentioned from a positive stance. BL Swagger and Presenting Bearer.
Okay, the Mooch in the 2:45. The 3:15 is another maiden hurdle over 2 miles. A pretty interesting contest this, Andy. We've got a few horses who Could certainly improve. We'll say that much. But I know that you've got quite a strong fancy here, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm very tempted to make this horse my nap of the day, but I'm not, because I've got an even better selection or suggestion later on the card, which I think will justify favouritism. But I'm very keen here on Roman General. And the reasons are that I thought he ran a blinder in a very hot handicap hurdle. It was the Lartigue hurdle, which is the big grade C handicap at the Listowel Festival. It was won by Bayan, who was very much on the upgrade. But that race was littered with horses who were rated in the 130s. You know, the likes of Call Me Bubbles and One Fine Day have all been running in sort of graded stroke, top class handicap company. And this horse went with them off the home turn. He just got tired a little bit late on, but he just couldn't go the pace. And considering he was a couple of pounds out of the handicap, I mean, he had no right to run as well as he did. But he beat some good horses as well, who were strung out all over Listowel on that occasion. Horses like, you know, Hurricane Ridge, who got into the race in good form. And there was Hurricane Jojo as well, who got into that race off the back of a winter. He was beating some decent tools on that occasion. And that was his first real, if you like, proper bit of class form. He got some decent maiden hurdle form, noticeably when he was running up at Sligo behind Wakando, who's now in the care of Sue Smith. So he's got some good numbers against his name. The key to him is the soft ground. He loves soft ground. All his best form, the flat, was on soft ground. Now, this race is really a dodgy-looking proposition for quite a few of these at the front end of the market. I'm not really sure that Impresario will get the trip in the ground. Now, although he's got some soft or heavy ground form on the flat, it's all over 7 furlongs in a mile. He tried 2 mile hurdling the other day at Tremor, and he didn't get home when he tried to make all the running. And I really do think he's going to struggle today in the conditions. And the other one you couldn't touch with a barge pole is this thing of Charlie Swan's that used to be with Charles Burns called Courage. He certainly does not live up to his name, because he's the biggest dodge pot in the game. He wears the hood. They've tried everything with him, blinkers, cheek pieces, you name it. He just doesn't want to race. He is a complete and utter villain. Whatever you do, don't back Courage. And obviously then you've got horses who have never even seen a hurdle in public before, or been running in point-to-points like Ram. So I do think this race is very, very much open to a horse coming from left field. And I do think Roman General's got all the tools to take this race. I think 8-1 with William Hill this morning is a fantastic each-way bet.
OK then, Roman General, a strong selection in the 3.15. All lined up for Courage to win there as well, Andy, isn't it, after you've said that?
No, it's a million. Yeah. It can't win.
No, I fully agree.
I cannot have that horse with counterfeit money.
I have backed it before and will not be doing so again.
Well, Roman General's already beaten Courage at Sligo, and yet, like, Courage is 3-1, and Roman General... How can Roman General be 8-1?
I agree with that. I can see why Courage is short. It's probably the Walsh factor, isn't it?
Well, it probably is. It's changed stable, so that's probably one of the reasons. But bookmakers just... I don't know why they keep pricing this horse up, but the price is... He should be a much bigger price.
Mm. OK, then. But you're happy with Roman General?
Well, massively, yeah. He's a really strong bet.
OK, then. Good. The 3.45 is race number 3 on the Clonmel card. It's a novice hurdle over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. Once again, a couple of nice ones in here. We'll probably start with Silver Tassie.
Yeah, he was unlucky, this horse, on Saturday. I actually napped him. I was on William Hill Radio that day in the studio, and my best bet of the day was Silver Tassie. And fortunately, got down to race 5, and it was the race where they abandoned it immediately before because of the unsafe ground. They'd run 4 races at Navan, and it just got chewed up, and jockeys were complaining, and in the end they decided to call the race off, which is a shame, because I'd got a nice price about Silver Tassie. I think I got 7-4, and it went off, it looked like being 4-5, that kind of price. He's going to be the same price today. He's in a slightly more harder race, to be fair. I certainly think the bookmakers have been alerted, or if you like, punters have showed their hand backing him on Saturday, and bookmakers are thinking, well, he was 4-5 the other day, we're going to shove him in 4-5 again today, we're going to take no risks, because I'm sure there was a lot of liabilities in the satchels. But he has the best form in the race, he has the best speed figures in the race. He was run up to lots of memories in a very hot race down in Listowel. That was one of the best races run so far this summer jumper campaign with regards to novices, and he travelled really smoothly. I think he'll have no problems handling the conditions. Ideally, I think he probably wants slightly better ground than he encountered at Listowel. That's why I thought he was such a good bet the other day at Navan, because it was genuinely good ground and he had weak opposition to beat. As I said, this is a little bit tougher, but I still expect him to win. But would I back him today at 4-5, having backed him the other day at 7-4? Probably not.
OK, then.
He's the selection, but I probably won't back him today.
OK. Okay, then.
That makes sense.
Yes, Silver Tassie in the 3.45. The 4.15 is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. This probably looks the most open race on the card from a betting perspective, Andy, but what takes your eye here?
I actually think there's two horses that stand out here on their recent form, both at Listowel Festival, both on soft ground, so that ticks one or two boxes. Bottle Rattler and Derry Lee Girl are the two I'm going to put up here against the field, largely due to the fact they handle the conditions, they've got good speed figures, and quite a few of their opponents they take on today all want summer jumping fast ground, which they're not going to get. So let's start with Debbie Lee Girl. She's been in really good nick of late, Thomas Cooper's five-year-old mare. She managed to win at Tremor, showing good battling qualities to win in the middle of August, beating Stay My Heart when that horse looked like winning on the running. She then went to Listowel Festival in a very hot mare's only handicap and finished third, creditable third at that, in a strongly run race. That was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card, so I do think she'll go well today and she'll handle the conditions. And the other one is Bottle Rattler from the Philip Wathrell stable, another five-year-old, who also covered itself with glory at the Listowel Festival, again in the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular card on the 19th of September, when fourth behind Blackwell Synergy. Again, that race contained lots of informed horses, such as Barasia in particular, Vitrix Gale. Didn't get beat too far, only seven lengths in the final count, and with the ability to handle the ground and go right-handed, as he proved the time before when he went at Downpatrick. Then I think Bottle Rattler also comes into the equation at 10-1. So 5-1 Derry Lee Girl, 10-1 Bottle Rattler. I think you get a good run for your money with those two in that competitive 4.15.
Okay, then two against the field there in the 4.15. The 4.45 is a novice's chase over 3 miles. Six runners got to post here, Andy, and I think it's fair to say that all six have pretty strong claims.
Yeah, they do, but a lot of these want fast ground. I'm not sure they'll get the trip over on the ground today. If it was fast ground, then I'd say OK. But Lord Ben has very much got questions to ask over this distance. He's tried 2 miles 6 before, didn't get home. God knows how he's going to get 3 miles in soft or what could be heavy ground by the time they run this 4.45. Indeed, there might be a few non-runners along the way in this race. Playtime Ben, again, another horse who wants fast ground. He's going to have questions to ask over the trip in the conditions. He probably wants better ground as well, although he has got a little bit of back class on soft ground, so he's probably not as dodgy as one or two in this. So on process elimination, that very much leaves the door wide open here for Ancient Days to shine. John Queeley's six-year-old. He's got lots of form on soft ground. He won, making all the running pretty much at Tremor on the 17th of August, when he stayed on strongly in the latter stages to beat subsequent winner Raji, who's been in good form since. He then locked horns with a horse who's got an infinite amount of class called Tuna Duderis, who's won a couple of races subsequently. In fact, he won yesterday at Sligo as well, so that form hasn't taken a knock. And that was on soft ground as well. So he's very adaptable. He doesn't have to make the running. He can make the running if nothing wants to go to the front. He stays well. He goes well right-handed. He's got soft ground form. He's won at the track over hurdles. So it all points in the direction of Ancient Days here. He's the solid one out of what looks a dodgy-looking field.
OK, then, Ancient Days in the 4.45. The 5.15 is a handicap chase over 2 miles and four furlongs. And the place to start with this one is probably with Fiery Oscar, who really likes it here.
Yeah, if you can hear this, that's going to be me knocking my head on the desk if this doesn't win this race. I mean, this has just got that much in hand. It's ridiculous, this Fiery Oscar, and this is going to be my nap of the day. I was very tempted to go with Roman General early on in the card. Let's hope that pays off. But look no further than Roger Sweeney's in-form 8-year-old. He's done tremendously well, Roger, with this horse. Of course, you know, he's got some decent horses in his stable, including the champion Hunter Chaser. And I'm not saying this horse is anywhere near that class, but he's working his way up through the ranks. He's now rated 135 over hurdles from a very modest beginning in the mid-80s, this horse. He's just had a meteoric rise throughout the summer jumping campaign. And he rounded it off by winning what was a very, very hot race at the Listowel Festival, beating so many in-form horses. And like I say, that he's now rated 135. I think he won that off a mark of 128. He goes back over fences off a £28 lower mark against horses, really, who he should be lapping in this race. On top of that, he's run seven times at the track. He's won three times. The only two bad runs came on fast ground. Every single time that he's won, he's always won on soft or heavy ground. He's never won with the going good reading in the going description. So, really, this horse looks the penalty kick beyond all penalty kicks. 11-10 this morning with William Hill. I think he should be odds on at about odds against. It's just basically this horse with a clear round. If he can avoid trouble, he'll win.
OK. I'll do you one better. It's 11-8, Andy.
Fantastic.
Even better. OK, then. The 5.50 is the final race on the Clonmel card. It's a flat race over 2 miles and four furlongs. I'll start by asking, who is the jockey on number four, Andy? Do we know or not?
I actually don't know.
Because it's interesting, because Patrick Mullins rides number nine, River Patrol. Obviously, he would usually ride for his father. But Miss F.K. Mullins is on board, what likely favourite, Gold Boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a daughter of Willie,
right.
But it could be daughter of Anthony,
yes.
Couldn't it? Obviously, it's in the family, isn't it, anyway? So this looks like her first ride, so we don't know how good she is. Obviously, good enough to be riding in a bumper for Willie Mullins is good enough for me, if you like, you know. Certainly got some bits and pieces of form that would give it a chance anyway, this Gold Boy. Second last time out at Cork. Fifth in a hot bumper down in Thurles, won by Briley Babe, of course, has gone on to win in decent company over Hurdle. So it's got all the tools to run well here. Yeah, interesting runner and interesting jockey as well. But I quite like the chances here of a horse called On Shinnock from the Jarlath Fahey stable, who ran... with a good deal of promise last time out at Listowel, but just didn't quite get home. Prior to that, it run well again in another decent contest at the Galway Festival, and fourth behind Don't Tell No One. Now, that race involved a horse called Giant of a Man, who once again showed that he's a bit of a wayward character. He looked like winning yesterday at Sligo, but he decided to chuck his chances away by veering left and right on the run-in. So that form doesn't look too bad. The fact that he's gone on soft or heavy ground twice... means that he should have more proficiency in handling what should be very bad conditions by the time they run the 5.50. So, On Shinnock at 10-1, I think I'll probably go with him each way.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Could you just sum up your picks then on the Clonmel card on Thursday?
Yeah, looks a great betting card for us today here at Clonmel. Famous last words, but hopefully we get the rewards today in the 2.45. Trappy looking opener. We'll have too many bets in this race or too much money on this race, but the Mooch probably just about gets the vote ahead of presenting Bearer. 3.15, my next best on the card, and my strongest each way suggestion at the prices, without shadow of a doubt, is Roman General at 8-1. What a fantastic bet that is. In the 3.45, very keen here on Silver Taffy, who looks as though he's got plenty in hand in that novice's hurdle. 4.15, two against the field here, the informed Bottle Rattler along with Derry Lee Girl, who both handled the conditions and both come off the back of good runs at the Stole, do for me. The top one in the 4.45 looks good, considering he handles that ground and he loves the track. It's ancient days. But nap of the day is Fari Oscar. Looks as though he's got that to lose. Borrowing accents there in the 5.50. Well, look no further than the top one on Shinnock each way, around about 10-1.
Brilliant, Andy. OK, then, good luck with those selections. We'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of Dundalk.
Yes, good card at Dundalk tomorrow. I think we've got a Group 3 race there. So,
Ooh, very nice.
Looks from being a very quiet introduction last week at Dundalk, things go off with a bang tomorrow night.
Great. OK, then, talk to you then, Andy.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.